Hi, and welcome to K-Pro's Quick Start Tape, Introduction to Computers. There are many exciting things to learn about your new K-Pro, especially if you are a first-time computer user. On this tape, we'll talk about setting up your computer, making working copies of your master diskettes, formatting blank diskettes, and we'll introduce you to several of the CPM utility programs. For this session, you will need blank disks as well as your master disks. Please keep in mind while using these tapes that you can go at your own pace. You can replay portions of the tape if something seems unclear the first time you hear it, or you can replay the whole tape for review. Have you unpacked your computer? It's a good idea to keep the packing materials in case there is ever a need to ship your K-Pro. After you have taken your computer out of its carton, place it on a work surface and unlatch the keyboard from the computer. There is a wire stand connected to the bottom of your K-Pro that you will want to use to tilt your computer for better viewing. Now remove the black cord from around the screen. This cord is used to connect your keyboard to the computer. Plug one end of the coiled cable into the keyboard jack on the back of your computer and the other end into the jack on the back of the keyboard. Next, you must remove the cardboard disk drive protectors from each of the disk drives. It is very important that you keep these cardboard inserts. To protect the drives, you will reinsert them any time you transport or ship your computer. The drive warranty will be void if they are not used. Now check to see that the on-off switch on the back panel is turned off. That is, pushed down. Okay, you are ready to connect the power plug to your power outlet, and that is all there is to setting up your K-Pro. Let's take a close look at the computer and discuss some terminology. Have you heard the terms hardware and software, and you're not quite sure what they mean? Well, hardware refers to the computer, the keyboard, the actual disks, anything you can touch or feel. That's hardware. Software refers to the computer programs, your data or information, things that you can't touch. That's simple and makes sense, doesn't it? Right now, let's look at the front of the computer. The screen displays 80 vertical columns and 24 horizontal lines. Some people refer to the screen as a monitor or a CRT. To the right of the screen are two disk drives, the A drive and the B drive. This is where you insert your disks. You must always remember to turn your machine on before inserting your disks, and you must remove your disks before turning off the power. In other words, you never power up or power down with your disks in the disk drives. When you do place your disks in the drives, you hold them at the label edge with the label up and the seam side down. Then you must close the doors, either by pushing the button, closing the flap, or turning the latch, depending on which model you have. This action engages the disk. The disk spins around similar to a record on a phonograph, as the read-write heads read information from the disk and write information to the disk. The floppy disks store data on a magnetic surface and are vulnerable to damage if they are not handled properly. Some things to remember are, do not touch the shiny brown exposed surface of the disk. The oils from your fingers might cause damage. Do not expose any disks to extreme temperatures, hot or cold. I think the most frequent villain here is the heat of a closed automobile. Yes, they will warp, so please take proper precautions and don't leave disks in your car on a hot day. 2. You will want to remember not to place your disks near any magnets or appliances with magnetic fields such as telephones or TVs because you run the risk of losing your data. Always keep your disks in their protective jackets and store them safely when you are not using them. If you leave a disk on your desk or tabletop, it is quite possible that it will get covered up by a piece of paper, and then you or someone else might accidentally write on the top of it with a ballpoint pen. Oh, woe is me, that disk is ruined. Which brings me to another point, storing and backing up your work. While you are working on a file, you should save it frequently, maybe 2, 3, or even 4 times an hour. You should also store or save your files whenever you are through working with them. The directions for saving your files will depend on the program you are using. Did you notice the notch on the right side of your new disks? If it is covered, or in the case of your masters, not there, then the disk is said to be write protected. You or anyone else cannot inadvertently write changes to that disk. Gum tabs, which may be used to cover the right protect notch if you should find that necessary, are included with each box of discs you purchase. Most often, however, you will leave this notch uncovered so you can edit and save your files. You will want to make backup copies of all your discs, so you will be insured of having a copy if one is lost or damaged. We will go into that procedure a little further into this tape. Now let's look at the keyboard. It looks very similar to that of a typewriter. However, there are a few extra keys. At the top right-hand corner, you see the arrow keys. These keys allow you to move the cursor. The cursor is the little blinking light that serves as your place marker on the screen. These arrow keys are only functional inside certain programs. Below the right arrow key is the backspace key, which moves the cursor backwards, sometimes deleting the character as it goes, as in CPM. Next to the return key, there is a key marked DEL. This is the delete key, and it deletes the character to the left in certain programs. Once you start using your computer, you will quickly learn when you use the backspace key to delete and when you use the delete key to delete. We do not need to be concerned with the line feed key at this moment, as it is used mainly for programming. Glancing to the top left of the keyboard now, you will see a key marked ESC. This is the escape key, and you use it according to the directions given in your software programs. Underneath the escape key is the tab key, which moves the cursor a set number of spaces across the screen, depending on the program in use. See the key marked CTRL? This is called the control key. It is a very important key. When it is used simultaneously with another key, it sends a command to your computer to perform a special function. Next to the control key is the caps lock key. A red light appears when it is activated. It is very important to remember that this only affects the alphabetic characters on the keyboard. It does not affect the number keys or other special character keys. You still must use the shift key to engage any special characters that are displayed on the top half of a key. Next, look to the right of the main keyboard and note the numeric keypad. The numbers on the keypad operate the same as those above the keyboard. They are in a calculator-style layout for your convenience. The Enter key performs the same function as the Return key. Well, I think that covers the keyboard, and now it is time to look at the back of the computer. Let's start with the red reset button located at the top left-hand corner and move clockwise. The reset button, sometimes known as the panic button, can be used when you are what we call hung up in a program. That is to say, when your computer does not respond to any commands typed in at the keyboard. When you press the reset button, the memory is cleared and the computer reloads the operating system, as if you just turned on your machine and inserted your disk. You are returned to the A prompt and are ready to begin again. If you have a Kpro 4, the next thing that you see will be the modem jack. This is where you connect your telephone cord to the internal modem. Next is the parallel printer outlet, where you connect your printer. Continuing along, you see the serial data I/O port. I/O stands for input, output. This port is used for connecting an external modem or other peripheral equipment. The serial printer outlet is next. It is used for printers that transmit data in a serial fashion. Your printer handbook will specify if your printer is a serial or parallel printer. Next is the keyboard connection point, which I'm sure you have already identified. How about the brightness knob below? This is where you control the brightness of your screen display. And I might mention that sometimes a computer will come from the factory with the brightness turned all the way down. If you do not get a display when you turn your computer on, check the brightness knob. Next is the power cord, then the fuse, and then the on-off switch. If your Kpro has a fan, it is located above the on-off switch. The filter will need to be cleaned occasionally, depending on your computer's environment. Simply grasp the center section with two fingers and pull until the grill pops out. Clean the filter by gently agitating it in water and mild detergent. Next, blot it with a paper towel. Let the filter dry, then replace it, and replace the grill. Now that you're familiar with the Kpro hardware, let's use the copy program on the disk marked CPM to make copies of each of the master diskettes. When you are through making these so-called working copies, store your master disks in a safe place. They will be available to you again if you need to make another copy. Turn your K-Pro on and insert the CPM disk into drive A with the label facing up. Close the drive door and watch for the A0 greater than symbol. This is called the A prompt, and it is your computer's way of telling you that it is ready and waiting for you to give it a command. To run the copy program, you merely type in the word copy. C-O-P-Y. And then press the return key. A menu will appear on the screen that gives you the choice to copy a disk, format a blank disk, do other functions, or exit the copy program. You will choose C to copy. Now you must put a new blank disk in the B drive. Remove the CPM disk from the A drive and replace it with the master disk you want copied. All right, you now have the master disk that you are going to make a copy of in drive A and a new blank disk in drive B. Press return to start the copying process. The track numbers will display as they are being copied, starting with 00, going through 79 for the K-Pro 2Xs and the K-Pro 4s, which use double-sided, double-density disks. Occasionally, you may get a hold of a faulty disk and get an error message when trying to copy or format a disk. If this happens, follow the prompt on the screen which says, hit the escape key to exit. Take the disk out and reposition it in the drive and give it one more try before discarding it. Turn off this tape now and wait until all 79 tracks have been copied and you have a different message displayed on your screen. When the last track has been copied, a list of available command programs are displayed. Read the directions on the screen. If you do not want to automatically evoke a particular program when you insert this disk, then press return. CPM, the operating system, will be written to the disk and the copy program's main menu will return on the screen. Remove the disks in drive A and drive B and label the new copy with either the sticker provided or one that you have made. If you make your own labels, it's best to write the name on the label before you put it on your disk. If you write on the label after it is in place, use a felt tip pen so you don't damage the disk. Now you're ready to repeat this procedure with the rest of your master disks. Again, here's how it's done. Choose C to copy. Put the master disk to be copied in drive A and a new empty disk in drive B. Press the return. The copy process begins. After all tracks have been copied, press return to write CPM to the disk. Remove the disk and label it appropriately. Now turn off this tape and make copies of all your master disks. Okay, that was easy enough. I see that you are learning that this computer business is really a piece of cake. You just have to know what program to call up, and then there are instructions to guide you through it. All you have to do is read the directions on the screen and respond. The disks that you buy at the store are not ready to store information. They must be formatted. This procedure prepares your disks to receive information by magnetically imprinting tracks and sectors on them. Now let's format a blank disk. Are you still in the copy program? If you aren't, put your CPM working disk in drive A and press the reset button on the back of your computer. Type copy when you see the A prompt. From the menu, type B for the blank option. Stop the tape, read the message on the screen, and insert a new disk into drive B. Press the return key, and the formatting begins. After the last track is formatted, CPM will be written to the disk and the main menu will appear again. Turn this tape off while you format several blank disks. You now have formatted blank disks which are ready to store information. To exit the copy program, type E. Next, I want you to experiment with some of the utility programs that are available to you. One thing you will surely want to do is to get a list of the files on your disk. One way to do this is to type in DIR at the A prompt. DIR stands for directory, and this utility is always available to you because it resides within the operating system, not on disk. Right now, type DIR and then press return. The file names of all the files on your CPM disk are displayed. File names may contain up to 8 characters. A period and 3-character extension are optional. File names cannot have spaces or special characters and must start with an alphabetic character. When the files are displayed in the directory, you will see the name and extension listed in separate columns without a period in between. A brief word about extensions. The extensions on your files describe what kind of files they are. COM signifies that a file is a command file. That means that if you type in the name of the file at the A prompt without its extension, it will command a program to begin. If a file has a BAS extension, that specifies that it is a basic file that can only be run with one of the basic programs, MBASIC for instance. To bring up one of the games on your game disk, for example, you would type MBASIC or OBASIC space followed by the file name of the game without its extension, then press return. You will become more familiar with the various extension names as you work with your software programs. I told you that typing DIR at the A prompt was one way of getting a list of the files on your disk. The other way is by using the program DCOM. However, if you want to use this method, then you must have the program DCOM on your disk. DCOM is on the CPM disk, so let's give it a try. At the A prompt, type the letter D and press return. How is this directory different? 1, it displays your files in alphabetical order, and 2, it tells you the size of each file. Note something else. At the bottom of your directory, there is a message that tells you how many directory entries have been made and how much space has been used on your disk. It also tells you how many directory entries are left and how much space is left on your disk. An extremely helpful program, wouldn't you say? That's why I make it a habit to put DCOM on all my disks. It not only gives me a list of my files, but it gives me some necessary statistics: how much space, how many directory entries are still available on my disk. StatCOM is another program that gives you statistical information about file storage and disk space. Stat is found on your CPM disk. To check a disk for available space, you would place your CPM disk in drive A and the disk to be checked in drive B. Then you would simply type stat B:return. That is, at the A prompt, you would type stat B:return. Consult your CPM manual for other statistical information that is available with the program StatCOM. Now I guess you would like to know how to copy just one file onto your disk. The copy method you used before copied the whole disk. It copied all of the files. The program you use to copy only selected files is called pip. Can you locate pipcom on your directory? This is another file I like to have on all of my disks. I want you to experiment with pip. I know. You can copy dcom onto one of your blank formatted disks. Do you have one handy? Okay then, place it in drive B and close the door. Then press the control key at the left of your computer while you type the letter C. That's right, hold down the control key, press C. You need to type control C every time you insert a new disk so the operating system can read the map, so to speak, of the new disk and be ready to perform read-write functions on the newly inserted disk. This is called warm booting your computer. If you forget to use Control-C after inserting a disk, you're likely to get an error message and you'll need to reset. Now back to pip. At the A prompt, type pip space B:, the equal sign, A:, D, period, COM. That's pip space B:, the equal sign, A colon, D period, C O M. Do not hit the return yet. Look at what you've commanded on your screen. There should be no spaces in the formula B colon equals A colon D period C O M. Make sure that you type the colon instead of the semicolon. You've said, copy a file to the B drive that is equal to the file on the A drive named D period com. Here's a way to remember the formula. The destination drive equals the source drive followed by the complete file name. Now hit the return. It will not take long to copy this small file. When the A prompt appears, the copy is finished. Now type B colon and return. You see the B prompt? At the B prompt, type D and return. If you are successful, a directory will appear displaying DCOM, the file that you copied. If you are unsuccessful, back the tape up and replay the section on PIP from the beginning. Next, let's copy PIPCOM to the disk in drive B. We will have to return to the A drive, so type A colon and return. See how easy it is to get from one drive to the other? This time you will type PIP space B colon equals A colon PIP period COM. That's PIP space B colon the equal sign A colon PIP period COM. Again, check to see that you haven't placed any spaces in the formula and that you typed colons and not semicolons. This time you are copying a file to the B drive, the destination, that is equal to a file on the A drive named PIPCOM. Does it look right? Okay, then press the return. When the A prompt reappears, go to the B drive by typing B colon, return, and at the B prompt, type D, return, for a directory of drive B. You should have two files on the disk in drive B, DCOM and PIPCOM. Terrific! There is one more utility program that I want to introduce you to, and that is ERA. This utility erases files from your disk, and like DIR, it is always available to you because it resides within the operating system, not on your disk. Are you ready to experiment? You should be at the B prompt. You are going to erase the file PIPCOM you just put on this new disk. It's okay, you can always copy it again. Type ERA space and the name of your file, PIPCOM, P-I-P period C-O-M. Then press return. That's E-R-A space P-I-P period C-O-M and return. Now type D at the B prompt and hit the return, and you will see that PIPCOM has been deleted. Very good. You certainly have learned a lot during this session. You learned to set up your computer. You learned some computer terminology, how to copy and format disks, list your directory on the screen, how to use the program PIP, which copies selected files to a disk, and also how to erase files from a disk. That's a good beginning. Now you are ready to investigate some of the other software programs that come bundled with your K-Pro. You might want to start with the Quick Start Tape for WordStar, the word processing program, or maybe the Quick Start Tape for CalcStar, the spreadsheet program. I suggest that you experiment with one of these programs before tackling InfoStar, the database management system. Turn this tape over if you would like to learn TypeIt, the program that lets your computer perform like a typewriter. Whichever you choose, remember to hit the reset button after you have changed disks. If you practice and master your software, you will see that your computer is a true friend and helper in performing what used to be real-time consuming tasks. Best of luck to you with your new K-Pro.